really want to welcome you here today to City Life, doing our two services in daylight saving. So yes, well done you for coming in early. It was an early start. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do this today. We're going to live out our wakatauki, which is like a proverb that we're living by as a church, which is, I'm just stopping. Nā uterero, nā kuterero, ka ora ai te iwi. So with your basket and with my basket, the people will thrive. And we've adopted it out of 1 Corinthians 14. And it speaks to this. It says, what then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. And that's what we're going to do this morning. So you ready? Who has their song? Who has their hymn? Yeah? Who has their word of instruction? Who has their revelation? Has a tongue. I just really want to encourage you. This is what the church was for. It's to encourage one another. I'm really excited. Last time we did this, I was so excited and I was so built up and I was so reminded of how good God is that I forgot some of my troubles and just put them up to God, which is kind of cool, yes? And Cindy posted a psalm onto our City Life Church forum page and church page, yes? And I really encourage you to read it because it's in and around this. And Psalm 25 talks about the ways of God. You see, 1 Corinthians 14 says, come and bring it so that we're encouraged. Why are we encouraged? Because we hear about the way of God for us. Yes? Not just the work of God, but the way of God for us. And there's a difference. Like we've seen that the cross is the work of God. Out of love, the love work of God for us. Paid for a price. It's nothing to do with us. It's his works, not our works. Yes? Yeah? But the ways of God is how he would teach us how to walk in him. How we would walk with him. How we would move with the Holy Spirit in us as the people of God. And so the ways are different. You know, some of the ways are like, I had a list in my head and I didn't write them down, so there we go. But it's like if you're the servant of all, you'll become great in the kingdom. You won't just become great because of a position or anything like that. It's if you serve, you'll become great in the kingdom. That's a way of God. It's not a human way, is it? It's like, give me a title, give me a position, let me be in charge of myself. But no, the way of God is come in and serve. Come in and serve. Come in and serve one another. Come in and serve the community. That's a way of God, not a work of God. That's just one. You know, out of Proverbs it says that he who holds him to himself will tend to poverty, but he who is generous, what's the word, will be prosperous. Doesn't make sense, does it? I often say to people, our bank account does not make sense. Just doesn't make sense. Because the more you can't, Anne Frank, who was a young Polish Jewish girl, in the war, who actually never saw through the war. She was eventually found, but her diaries are legendary, and her story is legendary because she had a faith in God, And even though she was hidden for years through the war, one of her sayings was, you can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. Yet she was stuck in this little attic and hidden and things, and she found ways to give. Isn't that cool? That's a way of God. See, it doesn't matter what your circumstances, his ways have a way. And I love that. So that's what we're going to hear today. So Psalm 25, and I'm just going to read from verse 4 through again to verse 10. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. And that's what we're going to hear today. Yes? And I know that God has been working, even if it's just keeping you, being the light in the darkness. Yes? So to start the ball rolling, we do have someone that God just sort of happened on in their circumstance this week. And so I would love to invite Coral to come and share that.
Good morning, everyone. So how do I start? So this week, I'm in this little group chat called Prophetic Warrior. So one of the Prophetic Warriors put something out, like a word out on our little chat. And she said, I had a feeling one of you may be feeling exhausted today, weary and tired, and I'm praying. And so I'm praying right now for the releasing of supernatural energy. So this week, I mean, I work at the hospital at Southern Cross. I do the sterile cleaning, and so my hours are 5 to 11:30 at night. And we're short staff. We've had a few people leave, and I was just all week, I've just been a little bit feeling like a zombie. At home, I haven't been able to do anything. It's just been quite overwhelming. I've been very tired. And so I was like, oh, well, that's me. So that was on Friday. I got that word. And then on Friday, I had to go to work. And I got to work, and one of my colleagues said, oh, guess what? She said, the boss said we could go home early if we finished early. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay. And because that goes against everything the boss has ever said, if we ever finish a little bit early, which we don't normally, but we always have to, the rules are we stay there till 11:30. So I thought, oh, okay, maybe she's just saying that because we're short-staffed and she knows we're not going to finish early anyway. We were two staff down, so we had extra work that night, but we were finished at 8:30 and we got to go home 3 hours earlier, which was just amazing. So that's like, God's goodness. The way God works is just amazing and just blew my mind. I'm still really blown away by it. Anyway, thanks.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. There's some hand sanitizer too, just there. Sorry. Isn't that amazing? Who needs a turnaround? Anyone need a turnaround in their circumstances? No one? Wow, a couple. Okay, well, let's just stand. If you're brave enough to stand, and we'll just get people to turn and stretch their hands to you, and we're going to pray that release. Because isn't it wonderful when weird stuff happens? And it's just weird good. It's just like God just drops in the thing. So let's extend our hands to them. And Lord, we do. We ask that you would give these ones standing supernatural strength, supernatural turnaround in their circumstances. Lord, your word says that your mercy and loving kindnesses are for them, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from old, they do not change, and surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of our lives, their lives, Lord. So we release that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So that's kind of cool, huh? Now you could say, oh, that's just nice. But it says all good things come from God. So that's why we acknowledge his testimonies. So who else has had a good thing come from God? Oh, my husband's got up.
One of the things about yes testimonies is that we can play them forward. And this one is, I just wrote on a piece of paper. This is a second-hand one because I was so blessed by something one of our guys who leads a separate six team said to me. And I asked him, I said, would you mind if I shared that this week? Because we've got a yes testimony Sunday. And I remember one of the things in the early church, there was a scripture that says that you can do this and that, but remember the poor. Remember the poor, which was something that Paul wanted to do. He wanted to do and remember the poor. And in some ways, in our separate six crews, that's what we're doing. We're not trying to do anything other than love on them with the love that Jesus has extended towards us. And we just see some amazing things happen. But this is something that's happened. This particular team, there aren't enough people from the church. It's from a different church that he leads the team from. He says there are not enough people who volunteer. So he's been asking people from the community, including some of our district councillors. And at one stage, I think he had two or three district councillors working in our kitchen. None of us knew about it, did we? Yeah, so now you do. Isn't that amazing? So thank you. We bless you, councillors, and we pray for you, pray for your wisdom and governance. But another chap that is there, he's kind of a universalist, a Buddhist, kind of got Buddhist leanings and that sort of stuff. But after a few times, this guy gave him a Bible, and evidently he's reading the Bible, and he calls this guy about once, he says at least once a week, sometimes twice or more, just trying to discover what this particular scripture might mean. And I'm just sort of very mindful that there's things that we do that we can sort of think compartmentalize our lives. But because he's living a whole life, he's living a whole life in church. He's living a whole life his whole life is for Jesus in his work situation. His whole life for Jesus is not determined on the number of volunteers, but his whole life is inclusive. And because even just Beth was saying that the generous soul shall be made prosperous. And there's something about the generosity. So I just wanted to, is that encouraging? Yeah, I just thought that was so cool. I was thinking, far out, I wouldn't have thought of asking a district councillor to join our team if we're a bit short. And if you serve on the separate 16, we just want to thank you. We appreciate your giving out. It's a beautiful thing, like a fragrance to the Lord. So but I'll leave you to that too.
Awesome. Yes. You know, I really acknowledge Richard, who's here, who, you know, during our lockdowns, him and Freddie and his crew have done amazing things by being generous all the way through. And I know Novotel worked in that. It was our first lockdown, and I really want to acknowledge that. You know, it's not, it's about us being the body of Christ in the community. It's where we work, who we are here, because it's important to be here as well. We read that in 1 Corinthians 14, yes? We are to build each other up and to prepare each other and to fill each other up with the goodness of God, so when we can go out into the community and spread the love of Jesus. Yeah? That's what we're here for. That's kind of cool. So who's next with a testimony? So we've got Lydia. She's got one. Awesome. But just before she brings it, Dominie, I've just got a little encouragement from God for you with your, just as you were singing. At one stage, I heard your voice through the mic over the other men, including your dad beside you, and I heard Dominie's voice. And by the way, you have an amazing voice, beautiful voice. But I felt like God said she's going to be heard more and more, and that there's a boldness that will come upon you for your voice to be heard, and not just in singing, but in who you are and in the goodness that you choose to walk in. And you're going to have a boldness to go, well, you might do that, but I'm going to do this. Because this is the goodness that I walk in. And I felt like I wanted to encourage you in that don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe, and that God is actually going to come and bring you a real boldness in those circumstances, and you're going to know that that's God with you in the thing. But your voice is going to be heard more and more. You're actually going to be a leader in your own right and as a woman of God. So I just really encourage you. Don't let anyone discourage you, okay? And keep your heart buoyant. And buoyant just means floating in the goodness of God. All right? Just want to bless you with that.
Amen. I just want to share from Colossians, and I believe I shared this on our staff meeting, and this scripture has been sitting well with my spirit for these past 3 weeks, and I just loved it. And Colossians 2, 13, 14, 15, that says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing them over the cross. And I just want to encourage us, church, that whatever you go through, and for me, for three weeks, I've been meditating on this verse, and that's something that sealed my trust in God, knowing that He has done everything on that cross of Calvary. And for the past few years, I've been serving the Lord, and this 3 weeks, God has spoken to me through this scripture, and it's been a full turnaround for me, knowing that He's handled everything on the cross of Calvary. And I love verse 13 that says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. And I just want to declare that over each and every one of us this morning, that should seal our trust and our belief in God this morning, that we are made alive in Christ. So it doesn't matter what you go through. When God appoints you, when God calls you, He knows His purpose upon each and every one of us. And I'm wearing this T-shirt this morning, and I have a tattoo of a lion on my calf. And it always reminds me of Proverbs 30:30. The lion is the king of all animals. He back up to nothing. And I just want to encourage you with that. Have the lion kind of spirit. When the enemy comes, you will not back up. You'll know your call and your worth with Jesus Christ this morning. Thank you.
If anyone's had some issues with intimidation, really felt to bring that this morning, or you feel too shy or too inadequate in situations, or you actually have an anxiety about speaking, about being, about life. Don't worry, I've been there. I've had a great anxiety about life. But I actually believe with that word, Lydia, that that's a declaration word. So I'm going to ask you to come back up and we're going to pray and declare against the work of intimidation, the spirit of intimidation. So if that's you, don't have to stand, but you can raise your hand. Yeah, so I'm raising mine. And so I'm going to get Lydia to declare the boldness of God and the boldness of the power of the Holy Spirit and to break that spirit of intimidation.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we are victorious through the powerful blood of Jesus Christ this morning. And Lord, I decree and declare that over each and every one of us that are sitting in this house, Lord, we thank you that our identity is in you. And Lord, I break off every spirit of intimidation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because you have won our battles on the cross of Calvary. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you will reseal your promises and the truth of your word that declares that we are made alive with you. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you and I speak that over each and everyone who's finding it hard, Lord, to speak, to share the truth of your word. Lord, I thank you that this boldness, Lord, will be upon them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will guide them into all truth, nothing but the truth of your word, Jesus. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will seal that in their hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord.
And we all said, amen. Anyone else? Who's got an encouragement? Oh, here we come.
Hello, everybody. If no one knows me, I'm Richard. Most people do know me. No. So I just wanted to leave from that word what Lydia had. But so I was at the supermarket just the other day, and I was walking into the supermarket. You know, you got to go put the mask on, all that sort of stuff. And this person had like a big desk thing out the front, so like the charitable sort of thing at the front. You know, their stands. And I sort of walked past, and she's like singing, and she's like looking at me, and I'm like looking at her, you know, just trying to walk past, you know, just like, I just want to get through, you know. It's like you get sucked in, you know. And she's like, hey, can I talk to you when you come out? And I was like, okay, you know. So I come out, and she's like, oh, thanks for letting me stop. And I stand there waiting for her to give her a little speech, you know, and tell me all about this thing that she wants me to get involved in. But when I was walking past, I just, I was just reminded by the word that God loves that person and that Jesus calls that person and he wants a relationship with that person. You know, you don't have to look far into the word to notice that, through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, you know, that he calls us into telling people about his love, about his goodness, or even, you know, like, I was reminded at the Bible revival the other night that, in different scriptures means different things. It could be waiting for the Holy Spirit and then going, or going, and then praying for sick or whatever. Anyways, I was coming out, I watched her do a little speech, and, I was waiting patiently, and, this is awesome. And then she was like, so, and I was like, okay, now I have my speech ready, you know. And I was like, I just want to tell you that when I was walking past, I just, God, Jesus said he knows you, and he wants you to ask him more questions and get to know him more. And she's like, whoa, you heard that when I walked past? And I was like, yeah, I heard that, because I was reminded through the word, through receiving that gift is what's within, through this amazing word that we get given, that it's in our hearts, and we don't have to necessarily hear that direct voice, but you know, God leads you to somebody for a reason, you know what I mean? And it's like, so I just wanted to, so I got to like, and she was, you know, she was very accepting of like, you know, just hearing about Jesus. And And then it was quite fun as well. We got to tell other people about Jesus while I was standing there, well, if you're walking in the supermarket. So it's quite cool. I like this whole mask thing because it's like no one can see what's going on the inside. You're quite hidden, you know. No, you probably won't even recognize your face again. You know, you probably don't see these people again. You might as well use the mask for good things, you know. So yeah, so yeah, I just was, you know, just I thought, you know, I just think that like I always pray, like, God, show me how to love more, and show me, give me more boldness. And I do think that all Christians, we all desire more of that. And I just think that I would love to pray for you guys and me as well. Pray for me, Lord, that we will receive more boldness to share His love, because there's people when through like that last lockdown, I went to a supermarket another time, and there was somebody in the car across from me, and he was getting angry. I could see he was getting angry, so I walked over to his car, and I waved him down, and I was like, "Yo, you okay?" And he said, "Oh, I just don't like these lockdowns because I live by myself, and wear masks, and no one talks to me and stuff like that." So you don't know what a small kind word can do to somebody, you know, and just like even just saying hello to them, I just want to just encourage you. And pray for all of us as a body to rise up like Lydia had, and just get that word into our hearts and realize what we're doing, because he said those things. He believes in us. He believes in us. We don't believe in ourselves sometimes, you know. So yeah, just I'm gonna pray. So just put your hands up, you know, if you definitely want to receive that. I think God definitely wants you to stand up or do something radical, because we should be hungry to share His love, you know, and build His church. So just, yeah, Lord, I just thank you for who you are, Jesus, and you said go into the world and preach the gospel and preach your love, you know, that changes people's hearts, Lord, and leads people to you, Lord, and forgives us. There's forgiveness and grace, Lord, and we just thank you that you love these people, that you know them, you know every hair on their head, Lord, and we just ask for more boldness in our hearts, and yeah, just let go of any anxiety and all that sort of stuff that Lydia just destroyed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for who you are in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, we're just about out through our time together. But for those of you who are watching online, kia ora, nice to see you. I just had a word for you. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled." And it's for all of us in this room as well. But I just wanted to encourage you wherever you are, for whatever reason. You're unable to be here. Maybe you're doing some. We know some friends who are speaking in another place this morning. We bless them, but we just know that wherever you are, that God is with you. And as you continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness, He will fill you up. So Lord, we do. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you fill us up, that we may be poured out, so that you can fill us up. So that you can pour us out again. Lord, I thank you that this is a day where intimidation has been broken in people's lives. We thank you that this is a day where boldness has been released in each one of us, Lord God. We thank you that this is the day where you are increasing influence with those in our community that have a heart that you've given them to serve others. And Father, we thank you that influence is increasing, Lord God. We thank you that you are restoring those of us who are feeling weary. You say, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you for refreshment. We release that into people's lives today as well. And so, Lord, as we were taught to pray the other day, Lord Jesus, we submit ourselves to you. Take care of everything. God, we offer ourselves back to you and to one another in the glorious service of your Son, Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen. Hey, the Lord bless and keep you. Have a great week. Ka kite anō.